I do believe that there will be many millionaires made after this recession. I honestly believe that me and Shire will be one of them. I believe you will be one of them, but you must operate accordingly.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, Black Married Debt Free, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast powered by Black Married Debt Free, our midweek dose of the Black Married Debt Free podcast, where it's just me sitting here getting to talk to you all and share exactly what is going on in the U.S. economy and anything in pop culture for that matter. I would like to thank you for all of the support that you've shown Black Married and Debt Free podcast. We truly appreciate it. If you haven't already, do me a huge Thanksgiving favor, a huge holiday season favor, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Just a small message, sharing what you think about our podcast. And if you do that, I want you to then hop over to our email and email us at blackmarriedebtfree@gmail.com. Let us know that you left a review, and we're going to give you a gift worth 1,000 words. It is our masterclass, Get Out of Debt and Start Building Wealth, where we really do a deep dive on exactly how Shira and I were able to pay off 6-figure debt and how we're currently building wealth. You want to get this masterclass. It's on sale, but we're going to be giving it to you absolutely free just for leaving us a 5-star review. So we want to thank you in advance for doing that. And we're going to get straight to it. These podcasts, if you're familiar with them, they can range anywhere from 5 minutes to 30 minutes. It's just however I'm feeling at the time. And so today, we're going to be kind of giving some recession updates. It looks like folks are finally starting to understand and accept that we are in a recession, or some people are saying we're headed for a recession. But we know, if you've been listening to this Quick Cast, if you've been listening to me, Marcus, one half of Black Married and Debt Free, you know that I've been trumpeting this message for months, because I want us to be on the offense, right? And if you get ahead of this thing, if you anticipate a recession, if you read the tea leaves, if you read the charts, if you look at all the different things happening in the economy, you would have known that we were in a recession, right? It may not have been the worst of it, but the recession has begun. I believe we've been in a recession for 5 to 6 months already. And recessions usually last anywhere from 12 to 18 months. So with that said, you know how you are supposed to move and how you're not supposed to move when you're in a recession. But if you don't believe you're in one, your spending habits, your investing habits, your wealth building habits are in jeopardy because you're not operating and functioning in the world of a recession, right? And so my messaging is to get us, our brains, focused on exactly where we are. Well, you know, some folks say we're not there yet. I'm just a little guy with a microphone. Me and Shire are just two people with a microphone. We have a decent following, but we're not, you know, as big as some of these platforms that folks listen to. So maybe it may have fell on deaf ears. But when folks like Jeff Bezos, platforms like the LA Times, banks like JP Morgan start saying, prepare, 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 I think that is very important to listen to. And so we're going to go through some of these here. But before we do that, let me give you a little update on our last podcast, our last Black Married Debt Free podcast that dropped on Monday. Me and Shire highlighted the student loan relief and how that was going through some litigation and that it was pretty much frozen, right? The Biden administration took down their online platform that allowed students to apply for the student loan forgiveness because they were going through litigation. And we have some updates, but in my findings, this update doesn't necessarily deal with that, with those legal proceedings. But on another matter of court proceedings, it says court approved $6 billion in student loan forgiveness for 200,000 borrowers to resolve a lawsuit. So I was under the impression that this was the current lawsuit they're in. But no, this lawsuit stems from a lawsuit during the Trump administration. So it says a federal court has approved landmark settlement that will leave an estimated $6 billion in student loan forgiveness for over 200,000 borrowers. The settlement between the Biden administration and the class of student loan borrowers to resolve claims of delayed or unprocessed loan forgiveness applications is one of the most sweeping agreements to date to resolve disputes for student debt. The victory for borrowers follows recent legal setbacks over other unrelated federal student loan forgiveness initiatives. So this is a piece of litigation that is 2 years, actually started in 2018, so 4 years old now. And Biden's administration went ahead and settled this dispute. So that's some good news for a lot of borrowers. It's not the big promise that he made, you know, for folks to get $10,000 student loan forgiveness or $20,000 student loan forgiveness with the Pell Grant. That is still going through the courts. But this is a bit of good news for any students that were tied up in this previous litigation. So I just wanted to come on and do an update there. But back to the regularly scheduled program, Recession 2023, I guess we can call it now. So for those of us that live in California, this article came out in the LA Times. I think it's important to highlight because we were looking at a surplus. This is a heavily taxed state. If you live in this state, you know, property taxes are crazy. State taxes is insane. And so the projections for this year were a $97 billion surplus. Right. It was thought that we were going to have a $95 million surplus for the state of California. Well, now that the recession is looming, they're actually looking at a $25 billion deficit for next year. So you go from a $97 billion surplus projection. Then they start projecting out and looking at what the recession is going to do for the state of California, the worst of the recession. And now they're projecting a $25 billion deficit for next year. Exhibit A. I like to present you Exhibit A of recession 2023. Exhibit B. JP Morgan predicts a mild U.S. recession next year. Now, JP Morgan is one of the biggest banks in the U.S. And JP Morgan economists predict a mild recession in the U.S. in the back half of next year, given expectations of the Federal Reserve to tighten monetary policy further in its battle. Now, we want to take the word mild with a grain of salt when talking about JP Morgan. They're in the business of you spending money. Like, they don't. Let me choose my words carefully. Not you spending money per se, but they're in the business of money, right? And so they don't want to ring too many alarms. They have their tentacles in a lot of different places, and they don't want to trigger, you know, like a recession isn't in their best interest. I'll just say that. And so they're using words like mild and this and that. But for them to even say anything shows you that this isn't a joke. Like we can't deny this going forward, that there will be some type of recession in their eyes. But in my eyes, we're in a recession currently. But that's just Exhibit B, just another piece of evidence to show exactly where we are as an economy. And Exhibit C, an article from CNBC, says a recession could hit white collar workers the hardest. So here's why. White collar workers would be hit harder than blue collar workers if the United States enters a recession soon, according to economists, who said businesses have undergone a dramatic restructuring after the pandemic. COVID shifted things around. The pandemic has accelerated automation and the pushing low-skilled white-collar workers out of jobs. So white-collar workers, I want to make sure we understand the difference between white-collar and blue-collar. Okay? So white-collar is related to work done or those who work in an office, right? So blue-collar is more hands-on, you know, construction, factory work, different things like that. White-collar is more desk jobs. Well, there are low-level white-collar jobs, right? If you work in any type of data entry, customer service, those are considered like lower-level white-collar jobs. Well, this article is saying those are going to be some of the first jobs cut during a recession. Many of us, many Americans live in that world, right? White collar jobs, not CEOs, not management, not those kind of white collar jobs, but white collar workers make up a large portion of the U.S. workforce. So those are going to be in trouble going forward, man. That's Exhibit C. And for my final piece of evidence, if you have not been convinced yet that we are going to be heading for a serious economic tightening and that we need to pivot what we are doing, how we are spending, how we are earning, how we are investing, I present to you Mr. Billionaire himself, Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos recently came out and he says he urges consumers and business owners to reduce risk in the face of a likely recession. I love how they're doing like the recession's to come, right? Like all these articles are funny because they're like it's on the horizon, you know what I mean? But anyway, just the mere fact that these folks are actually finally admitting it, because none of this is in their best interest. Jeff Bezos is the guy who can get you lotion or moisturizer or a TV or anything. He could get you anything to your house in 48 hours. So it's not in his best interest to tell you to like control spending. So the fact that he's doing this, I think we need to take heed to this. I mean, this is the same gentleman who just earlier this week let go of 10,000 employees. This is no joke. We have to really prepare for this. And you know, I pride myself on one, I don't want to be like a doomsday. I'm not trying to be a doomsday podcaster, economic podcaster. I really don't like that lane, to be quite honest with you. But what I don't want to do is give you a wish sandwich or false hope. I want us to be clear as we proceed, because like I do believe that there will be many millionaires made after this recession. I honestly believe that me and Shire will be one of them. I believe you will be one of them, but you must operate accordingly, right? You have to go into knowing the game you play. It's like, you know, when you're at 24-hour fitness and you're sitting on the sideline, you want next, right? They're playing basketball. You want to get in next. I got next, fellas, right? They're playing. Boop, the game's over. Now it's time for you to get in. And you get in and you start kicking the basketball. You start playing soccer. You're playing indoor soccer. No. You're playing the wrong game. You may be very good at indoor soccer, but they're playing basketball. So you want to know what the game is so you can adjust accordingly. So back to Jeff Bezos. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos once again warned of the challenges ahead. He urged consumers and small business owners to reduce their risk by holding cash. I'm going to say that again because I think that was you guys say we all say we want to spend like the millionaires, right? We want to do the things the millionaires do, right? Spend like the Rockefellers, right? Isn't that the bag everyone's in right now? Okay, well here's potentially the richest man in human history, Jeff Bezos, telling you. So let's listen to him. He urges consumers and small business owners to reduce their risks by holding cash and delaying big purchases. Mic drop. Many executives have recently warned of difficult economic times ahead with a fresh wave of layoffs and cost-cutting measures taking effect over the past week. So those are my pieces of evidence. If this was a court of law, those would all be my pieces of evidence that I lay before you. I present to you, the listener, to let you know that we are in and headed for the worst of a recession. Now, what are you going to do? How will you prepare? I'll give you my small short checklist because we want to keep this at the forefront of this. I think if we are able to do these things, we will be great coming out of the recession. One is reduce spending. Go through your monthly statement and see what fat can be trimmed. If that's streaming services, if that's eating out and entertainment, if that's just wherever you can cut, you want to see and assess what you're spending and limit your spending. You want to pay down debt. We know that is the main engine that drives Black Married Debt Free, paying down your debt, specifically credit card and consumer debt. You want to pay that down as soon as possible. Building an emergency savings. There's going to be a lot of layoffs coming forward. God forbid, praying that that's not any of us. But in the event that it is, we want to have a substantial amount of money saved so that we can find other means of employment. So we recommend 3 to 6 months of your expenses saved. And at bare minimum, an $1,000 emergency fund for anything that may come up, car issues or, you know, broken window, whatever that may be. And then the third thing to do is to invest for the rebound. Fourth thing to do, excuse me, is to invest for the rebound. Me and Shire personally will be doing everything in our power to contribute to the max of next year for 401k, her 401k, my 401k, her Roth IRA, my Roth IRA, and we're going to be contributing to our kids' custodial accounts. So because shares will be lower when the market is low, shares are lower, we're going to be pouring more money into the market so that when the shares rise, your money will rise. And so that's why we say invest for the rebound if possible. If you're able to do those things, you will come out of this recession as pure gold. And so that's why we deliver these messages. That's why we're here to let you know exactly what is going on so that you can be aggressive. You can be offensive instead of being defensive. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Black Married and Debt Free Quick Cast. If you did, like I said on the front end, leave us a 5-star review. And we're going to holler at y'all on the next one. Peace.